Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
A new poll shows that just a little more than 6 months ahead of the 2024 presidential election, Americans are generally unhappy with both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Let people know.
He doesn't want to. And displeased with the fact that we're getting a rematch of them this year, which, I don't know.
Radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list? In fact, the Pew Research poll found that 49% of voters said if they could, they would replace both candidates on the ballot. And voters aren't just unhappy with Trump and Biden being on the ballot. They're generally unhappy with each of the candidates separately. About two-thirds of voters polled said that they have little to no confidence that President Biden is physically fit to be president of the U.S. Nearly as many voters said they lack confidence in Trump to act ethically in that role. Despite voters not getting excited about Biden or Trump, the Arizona Republican Party is pretty excited about, well, they want strong Trump supporters representing them at the national level. A state senator who's such a big Donald Trump supporter that he could be facing prison for attempting to overturn the 2020 election in Trump's favor, and a former state legislator who was expelled from the legislature last year for lying about her role in disinformation given at a legislative hearing regarding false election claims, were elected as national GOP committeemen. Senator Jake Hoffman of Queen Creek, who was accused of 9 felony counts in an indictment that alleges the Republican presidential electors in 2020 engaged in a conspiracy aimed at preventing the lawful transfer of the presidency of the United States, has actually been voted in as a national committeeman. And after winning a seat in the state house in the 2022 election, Liz Harris claimed that those elections in which Republicans lost top statewide races were marred by fraud. She's also been elected a committeeman. Although she didn't insist that anyone take a closer look at her election, Liz Harris threatened to refuse to cast any vote in the House until the 2022 election was redone. Then in February of last year, Harris's guest at a joint legislative hearing promoted the most cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs conspiracies out there, claiming that her boyfriend had evidence that Governor Katie Hobbs, several Republican members of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, a dozen Maricopa County Superior Court judges, and the Republican mayor of Mesa had all taken bribes from the Sinaloa cartel in order to throw the election, but provided zero evidence to support the claims. Later, evidence was presented that showed, despite her claims to the opposite, Harris knew her conspiracy-spewing guest was going to bring up all that nuttiness. So Liz Harris got voted out of the legislature by her colleagues, including some Republicans. Now, Arizona Republicans have voted her to a national leadership position. Even if Republicans don't believe the crazy QAnon conspiracies that Harris does, they must believe that voters really want Trump again because they're sending the most Trumpy amongst them to the national party. And I don't know which is crazier to believe at this point. Of course,
Grand Canyon, one of the Earth's 9 wonders.
It's
wonders of the world.
Only fair to point out that Democrats who believe that most voters feel like Joe Biden has another 4 good years left in him may be just as nuts.